This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, welcome back to The Morning Run with Tan Chen Lee, Wong Shaoning and myself, Philip C. Right now, let's talk about airfares, because airfares to Sabah and Sarawak for the festive season surged as high as close to 1,400 ringgit per one-way ticket during the peak period of April 29th to May 1st. Although increased fares during festive seasons is not a surprise, but the magnitude of the increase is unprecedented.
And there was public outcry against the price increase, especially from individuals who have spent the 2 years away from families during the COVID-19 restrictions and are looking forward to returning to their hometowns. But many were forced to cancel travel plans. Fortunately, following intervention by the aviation authorities and airlines, airfares to Sabah Sarawak has decreased by 30%. But is the price increase an outcome of straightforward supply-demand? And what can be done to prevent another extreme price hike from happening again?
For more thoughts on this, we speak to Nigel Wong, Honorary Treasurer and Spokesperson for the Malaysian Association of Tour and Travel Agents. A very good morning to you, Nigel. What was the cause behind the extremely high fares? Was it demand or perhaps cost elements like higher fuel price?
Hey guys, good morning. Well, there's always going to be demand during peak seasons especially. So, you know, there's always going to be people wanting to buy tickets, and some people will pay higher fares just to get to where they want to go. But just so that we understand why there are these surge in prices, besides the fact that it is peak season, and of course, like many other businesses and other airlines worldwide, airlines will want to capitalize on that demand. I mean, there are fewer seats available, but they know that people may pay the prices they're asking in order to travel. But with, you know, the surge in prices, besides being determined by peak season demand, also factors in, of course, the limited availability of seats on flights, and maybe even during this period, even limited planes flying on specific routes. Of course, the type of tickets they are buying. There has been an increase in operational costs for everyone, every airline globally. And there is also the factor that all prices are really, really going up due to the Ukraine-Russian conflict. So this combination in particular may have resulted in these exceptionally high prices during this particular period. But as you said, guys, you know, even during the regular pre-COVID period, airfares during these high demand periods do tend to spike quite a bit.
And Nigel, what has happened is, of course, the government has stepped in, right? The aviation authorities, and reduced airfare by 30%. Do you think this is the right move, where there is intervention in what is supposed to be free market?
Good question. Look, there's always going to be this thing, this pushback when it comes to governments intervening. However, we think that for specific routes especially, and I'm referring to domestic routes, I think airfares basically should be regulated to a certain degree, if not by the authorities, maybe even by the airlines themselves. And this is basically because between Peninsula Malaysia and Borneo especially, this sort of travel is seen as an essential service. There's no way for Malaysians to get between the two unless they fly. So in certain circumstances, I think people are generally quite thankful that the authorities have stepped in. But I do believe that in the future, and hopefully maybe after this period, when things start to pan out a little bit and stabilize, airlines themselves will probably take it on their on themselves to keep prices manageable, you know, especially during these peak runs domestically.
I'm just curious, as from a layman perspective also, Nigel, can the government do more instead of just forcing airlines to lower their prices? Could there be more policy action to encourage more flights, like allow landings, departures at odd hours of the night? Would that help?
Well, I think domestically anyway, the thing affecting flight prices is not so much about policy. It really is about the amount of traffic, you know, that's going to be flying to and from these destinations. So as we know, for airlines, It costs money to put planes in the air. And if they don't get a decent load, going and returning, then it becomes a loss for the airlines. And this is not sustainable for any business. So while the government can probably look at policies to help regulate some of the fares, they can probably also look at other ways to help the airlines. Giving more slots to airlines may not help in this sense, not domestically anyway. But especially for the recovery, maybe some financial incentives, to the airlines themselves, given that they are trying to recover, or maybe even like what they're doing with tourism at the moment, providing more stimulus to the consumers, encouraging them to travel and perhaps even to use airlines as a mode, as a means of travel domestically.
A lot of attention is on the domestic travel, particularly to Peninsular Malaysia, which is East Malaysia. Why is the route so popular? And is there another other route that is also having these price surges?
Well, I think the price surges are sort of spread out among many, many routes. But particularly between Borneo and Peninsular Malaysia, we've got this problem where, again, there are limited flights between the two land masses. Right? So that's one factor for the price going up. And secondly, of course, like I said earlier on, there is no way to get to Borneo if you're Malaysian unless you fly. So for many locals who are stuck, either in one section of the country or the other, and who want to get back, especially for the festive season, given that they have to work and probably have to fly around the same time, this is the challenge that they're having. And that is why we're seeing this problem, now.
So, I mean, Nigel, you kind of advocate the need to perhaps for government to set some policy about even how fares are kind of managed. I think you're kind of implying that some ceiling is needed. Do you think a floor also has to be applied then?
While there needs to be some regulation, and like I said, we're not particularly in favour of the government just stepping in and saying you're going to have to charge X amount for a flight. That's not right. It does interfere in free trade. I believe there could be more cooperation from the government working with the airlines to help them regulate, what that cap, that maximum ceiling should be. Now, as far as a floor, I don't think a floor is necessary simply because, during normal flight periods, the tickets are actually affordable, and that's basically going to be that floor. So I think the issue here now is making sure that with all this dynamic pricing coming into play and with certain routes being very important or considered an essential service to Malaysians, both the private sector and the government needs to work together to see what is acceptable to the business as well as to consumers.
Okay, Nigel, so what is your advice to travellers? I mean, of course, now we know it's Raya is already here, so not much we can do. But for future festive seasons, what's the best tip you can give them?
Well, from personal experience, really the best thing to do is to buy early. So, as we know, the closer you get to the date of travel, the more expensive tickets are going to be. And even on, non-festive seasons, this can also happen. So the general rule of thumb is, plan your travel ahead as far as you can and buy when the price is right. That's actually the best way to lock in your seats and the best way to save money.
And since we still have you on the line, I'm just curious in terms of the outlook, in terms of inbound tourism, especially from, foreigners. What has it been like so far?
Well, since the 1st of April, it's a bit too soon to say, obviously. And of course, we've got a huge influx of people from Singapore coming in. But as far as other markets are concerned, we're looking at probably later in the year, anywhere between late Q3 to Q4, before we start to see more inbound tourists coming in. Now, at the moment, there's a lot of interest in the trade. Mata itself, we've been launching a couple of trade missions. We've got a big group down in India now, looking at wooing some Indian tourists back into Malaysia. The healthcare tourism industry is really kicking up. There's a lot of talk there, and there's a lot of and even during the these last few weeks, there's been an increase in people coming in to do healthcare tourism. So the outlook for inbound is good. We're expecting things to pick up a little bit faster than earlier projections. We're keeping our fingers crossed, guys, and hopefully we'll see a lot more tourists in the next couple of months.
Fingers crossed we'll have you again soon with us, Nigel, to report the performance of inbound travel. That was Nigel Wong, Honorary Treasurer and Spokesperson for the Malaysian Association of Tour and Travel Agents, telling all of us that the key to great fares is to book early.
Yeah, don't procrastinate. Do it, right? Especially since especially if you know you're going to travel.
But it's hard, right? Because I'm an impulsive buyer.
Me too. But I think it's hard also when there's a pandemic looming around, right? And then maybe there could be potential new variant, and then people will be worried to book early and then fear cancellation or airline cancelling flights.
I think that's valid.
That's a valid point, because I think as booking profiles and trends change so fast, right, you can't afford, you don't want to plan so early. But the key to actually great fares is to book and plan early, isn't it? Well, I think this is going to be a long-term saga because we all are waiting for our best deals and discounts. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.